ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्ये चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नये मां चरणन्ति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माई
humble
obeisance in the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashi Smad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. My Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashi Smad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj and all are all Guru Parampara. Today is Ekadasi. Very auspicious day, Ekadasi. We will glorify Ekadasi. But before this, I want to tell something that Pujya Sri Mangal Maharaj came here and we were happy to meet him. And he told something, very good thing. But something he told to make clear you. Like, he knows everything, but he told something only for audience, those who do not know anything, A, B, C, D. He told that Uddhav came from Dwarka, but actually he came from Mathura. He told that Mathura and Dwarka are same thing, and really this is like same thing, so no harm. But actually he came from Dwarka. Mathura. When Krishna came from Vrindavan, Braja, and in a very few days after when he killed Kans and all so many Charan, Mustik and demons, his father Vasudeva Devaki, with the advice of Akrur and others, they decided to send Krishna to study very far away, because Vrindavan is very so nearer. At once Krishna may fly there. So they made a click like this that he should be sent to very far away. And he was sent to Gurukul. And there 64 days he was there. And everything he learnt. He has learnt, he is the root of all vidyas, everything. Only it was for
so the whole world,
for the teaching for others. He returned, and then he was weeping for Vrindavan, his father and mother. Then he told Uddhava to go there. And he told something. And he told that you should take it in your heart and give this message to gopis and his father and mother. When he went there in the evening, Nanda Baba at once recognized him. He knew from before. He used to go sometimes Mathura to pay some taxes to Kansa and to meet his all brothers like Vasudeva and others. So he very well well known to Uddhava, Nanda Baba. So Nanda Baba at once began to weep. And he wanted to ask something about Krishna. First he did so much
introduction
with so many paraphernalia.
Worshipped.
Not worshipped, that he did his activities. Because he was younger than Krishna Baba, Krishna, even Krishna, his son. So he always think like his son. So he began to weep, and after that he wanted to ask about Krishna, how my Krishna is. But he could not ask. He remembered all the past times which occurred in Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul and everywhere. So he began to weep bitterly, reminding all this. At last he told, Uddhava, can you tell how my brother is there, Vasudeva? Luckily, Kansa was killed by himself, his own bad activities. Now, how he is? And he remained at that time Krishna. How Krishna is there? And he began to again be. Then Uddhava wanted to pacify him because Krishna has told. But he thought that if I am telling that you are so lucky, one who peeps for Krishna, even a one drop comes from the eyes of anyone, tear, then he shows so maha, maha, maha bhagavan. And he is bitterly so, thinking that he is my son. Certainly, he is so lucky, maha, maha bhagavan. But he is weeping. Should I tell that you should more weep and weep and go on weeping? But by telling so, I cannot pacify him. Then I should tell you should not weep. Then all Shastra will take my ears and twist it. Why you are telling? Don't weep for Krishna. We should have a greed that how he is weeping, and I should weep also for Krishna. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadaruddhaya gira pulakair nichitam papuhakada tavanam grahani pavish. Those who are chanting name and hearing past times of Krishna and not weeping, heart not melting, they are really stone. Their heart is up. Not a stone but
thunderbolt.
Means that he has done so many lakhs and lakhs offences in the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. That is why no tear is coming, heart is not melting. But Uddhava wanted to pacify them. He told anyhow, oh, both of you Mother Yashoda, and you are both Mahamaha Saubhagyaman. Because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Ishwar of Ishwar, he has now, you are thinking him like your son and weeping for him. He is not anyone's son. He is Aja. No birth and day. Then Nanda Baba told, oh, you are really like a
orphan boy.
I thought that you are so intelligent in the association of Krishna, but I think that you have no intelligence, nothing. You are very ignorant. You can think that you are telling that Krishna is Supreme Godhead. And he came to my house and as a son, but Krishna perhaps thought that I am not qualified to be a son. I have no so much love for him. And he left me and went to Mathura, where he will have so much
love and affection.
In this world there was only father one, and he was
Dasarath.
That after Ram went to
forest.
He began to weep and told Ram, Haram and Haram, not third time, only two times, and he left his body. And I myself, my Krishna, loving son, has left me, and still I am alive, and telling he big, weeping and weeping, he became faint. Telling that my heart is made of a stone, it is not melting. Why I am not dead? Just died. And he began to. Then Uddha was thinking that I have done wrong. Why I told so? Surely I am so ignorant. But what should I tell? There is no word in my heart or in any dictionary. And he began to repent and repent. Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba never did aarti. Never. Yashoda was always faint. Nanda Baba was so. Uddhava has not gone to tell them this theory, tattva, that world is
false.
Jeev is even Krishna. And Brahma is nirakar, nirvishesh, niranjan. Never. There is so much difference in gyan, nirvishesh gyan, tattva gyan, and aishwarya gyan. So much difference. Nirvishesh vadi, sankarist, advaita vadi, nirvishesh kevala advaita vadi. Jivo brahma ivanapra, sarvam khalu idam brahma. Like this. And tattva-gyani, like Prahlad Maharaj, he is jnani-bhakta. More difference, so much difference in jnani and jnani-bhakta. They are offender in the lotus feet of Krishna, who are jnani. They don't accept the theory that Krishna has said, or God has said. Nirvishesh, nirakar, niranjan, abhay, anadi. But Prahlad Maharaj, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar are jnani bhakta. They admit Krishna. They admit all the incarnations of God. They admit Maya. This world, satya, but nashwar. But
perishable.
Oh, you should come near. Why you sit there? So, you have to twist your ears. Hey, Shuska Jnani, Nirvishesh Badi. He was pure bhakta. But Krishna has told him, that you should tell him Tattva Gyan, that Krishna is God himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is everywhere. And he is not anyone's son or friend or beloved. He is equal to all in this world. You should tell Panditis. So, in Chaitanya and Srimad Bhagavatam has been told that Aishwarya Gyane Shithil Mora Priti, that Gyane Prayasam Tapasya Namantayeva. First of all, we have helped to know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has six attributes. He is Bhagavan. He is original. He is the root of all the incarnations. And what is Maya? What is Jiva Tattva? Eternal subatom of Krishna. We should know all these things. But if after that you will have a better association, qualified Rashik and Tattvajna Vaishnava, then he will help you. He will suggest you that forget that Krishna is himself Brahma or God or Supreme Personality of Godhead. Forget all these things. And then you should treat Krishna like your son, like your worldly friend, like your beloved. Try to forget all these things. If you are not forgetting, always remembering that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, or in Srimad Bhagavatam has been written, Krishnastu Bhagavan. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigranadiradi Govinda. Oh Bhagyam, oh Bhagyam, Nanda Gop Prajaukusham, Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma. You should try to forget all these things. Otherwise you cannot enter in Braja. Then you will have to go to Golok. Golok. Golok is superior than Vaikuntha, but inferior than Dwarka even. In Golok, there are three loks, Krishna loks, Dwarka, Mathura and Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, like this Vrindavan.